Hello, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5. Today is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2005. What I am going to do today is recite a poem I really like, and I've memorized it. But actually, today, just to make sure I get it right, because I haven't been practicing it, I'm going to read it, so there will probably be the sound of a page turning included in this reading. The Idea of Order at Key West by Wallace
Stevens. I am the webmaster, and I was supposed to talk about the web.
She's being a
teacher. I think she's a painter. I think she's originally from Iran. She does a lot about women's issues, women's relationships, and mother-daughter relationships. And she's a very good painter. She doesn't really know anything about the internet, so she
What happened? I guess I'll begin actually where I left off the last time, because I seem to have explained this to myself, to my own satisfaction, if not to the satisfaction of my implicit listener. But since what she sang was uttered word by word, it may be that in all her phrases stirred the grinding water and the gasping wind, but it was she, and not the sea, we heard. For she was the maker of the song she sang. The ever-hooded, tragic-gestured sea was merely a place by which she walked to sing. Whose spirit is this, we said, because we knew it was the spirit which knew that we should ask this non, as she said.
The generic name is Imiquad, which
causes inflammation that rose, or even
on your skin, and then
if it was only the
inflammation
sky,
supposedly kills the cancer cells,
quickly
kills
warts and other things.
Or well, I mean, the world basically causes a little red
that I listen to it on wireless headphones that are connected to my computer, and I listen to it on real audio, downloaded, or actually streamed, in this case, streamed from This American Life site. And obviously, one of the things that's going to happen is this medium that I'm designing
in such a way that I leave the design itself, give some clue as to their aesthetic, but maybe not. If they're not really into computer graphics at all, then a very basic design would probably do just as well. The second thing I was going to talk about, and I was going to show them a few sites.
All those things are great.
I also am aware
that
you can't take each,
each blip on the radar screen too seriously when things are out in Hollywood like this.
So anyway, Bill calls me. It turns out that what was going on was that I guess he had been traveling so well when he got there, he had
mastered the night and portioned out the sea, fixing emblazoned zones and fiery poles, arranging, deepening, enchanting night. Oh, blessed rage for order, pale rainbow. The maker's rage to order words of the sea, words of the fragrant portals, dimly starred.
Now it,
of ourselves and of our
now
origins.
Now it,
I began to feel something hard in there. I thought, oh no, it's coming back. And so eventually I called the office of a dermatologist that I've heard a great deal of praise for from my sister and my aunt. We're an Irish-American family.
And I did a little dusting.
We get
and I did all those things.
This is really interesting. I'm using a timer here, by the way, and it gets down to 1 minute. At that point, I don't really know. It's like a soccer match. I don't really know exactly how much time is left. I know it's less transcendentalism in there, so we will get to the beat, and the beat will probably be
interested in it because
of those echoes, or at any rate, of the philosophy itself, but rather for the quality of language and the quality of the attention. It has been said by Helen Vendler that Wallace Stevens is a poet of the second derivative of the mind, how the mind thinks, how the mind works, and I think this is an excellent example of that. This is a poem about thinking, about experiencing. And that's about it for today. Thank you.